As a part of Main Street Marshfield's Hollow Week, the Wildwood Zoo will host spooky zoo tours beginning at 5 p.m. on October 28th and 29th. I spoke with zoo manager Kyle Kirk, and he discussed these spooky zoo tours in more detail.
The tours are typically self-guided. I do plan on being inside the zoo grounds on the 28th and the 29th to answer any kinds of questions for any of the groups. I will be walking around to answer questions. There will be an easy-to-find handout that will take you along the spooky tour. It's our first year doing this, so this is a really good way to, you know, see what kind of group comes out and maybe get some more ideas for the future. Maybe we could have a campfire and some spooky stories, but I'm really excited to see everybody come out and learn some more of the spooky facts about some of our animals here at Wildwood.
All right, excellent. And so that's going to be kind of the main purpose of the tours is individuals will be able to discover the connection between animals and Halloween traditions. Can you kind of give some examples of that?
There's many different things. Like if we want to talk about cryptids or kind of spooky or kind of creepy things in the woods, most of our animals could fall into some of those categories. You know, you could see a big set of yellow eyes in the middle of the woods in the middle of the night and see that and think that you're seeing something quite scary. But there is natural counterparts for most of those folk tales. And I'll be using some of the animals we have here in our collection to kind of, you know, walk back the clock, back to the frontier, and you can see what, you know, real spooky stories that our ancestors had to live with every day, living on the frontier.
All right, excellent. Sounds good. And now the tours get underway around 5 p.m. Is there any kind of an age limit, or is everyone welcome to participate?
Everyone is invited and encouraged to come. There is going to be some spooky facts, but it should be good fun for the whole family.
All right, excellent. And are patrons encouraged to dress up as Halloween will be right around the corner?
Of course. I plan on being in costume, so if you see somebody walking around in full costume, you know who to ask the questions to. Really curious to see what people wear or what kind of connection or history our guests have with Wildwood if they want to share any of the stories of over the years. The zoo's been around for a really long time. So it's just great to meet people and have people come out in the community and kind of share a little bit of Halloween fun.
All right, cool. Sounds like a lot of fun. Is there anything else? Anything else you'd like to add that you'd like our listeners to know about?
We always accept donations for food, not necessarily that hasn't gone bad. Our bears love jelly, peanut butter, any kind of things. We do have an Amazon wish list that you can find on our website if you'd like to help us out or buy any toys or special treats for any of our animals here at Wildwood. Donations are always accepted and really encouraged.
Once again, the Spooky Zoo Tours are being held on Tuesday, October 28th and Wednesday, October 29th, beginning at 5 p.m.